Praise the Lord. All right, and turn over to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. See if I can find my notes. So we're going from the New Testament to the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 32 is the song of Moses as he's preparing to meet the Lord. That is, as he's preparing to die, having served the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn over there. I'm not going to take a lot of that. Really, my aim and my goal is to get to Joshua chapter 1. Amen? But we're going to kind of run up on it, you know, like we do. So we're just kind of run up on Joshua chapter 1. Find out, you know, what happened immediately before Joshua was commissioned to take the leadership of the children of Israel. Father, we just magnify your name. We love you with all of our heart. I thank you that the power of the living God is resident on the inside of your people. Father, you have commanded us. You commanded us to have no other gods before you. To not make any graven image, any idols, any idolatry. Not to make an idol that we would worship in your place or that we would ascribe any power to. Father, that we would not take the name of the Lord our God in vain. To not make him known and cause his name to be great and cause his name to be exalted. And Father, that we would not forget the Sabbath. That we would remember the Sabbath. We would remember our rest. The rest that you have purchased. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the rest that you have purchased. It's not just a day. It's our life. It's our existence in Christ Jesus. Remember the Sabbath. Just as we remember his body and his blood. As often as you drink it, as often as you eat it, remember me. Remember the Sabbath. The work on the day the work was finished. And we entered into his rest. We give you praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you're studying with the kids, you know, of course, we're studying the Ten Commandments. We go through and study the Ten Commandments and what they are and how they apply to us as Christians and as believers, as those who have on this side of the cross, those on this side of the cross who have received the fullness of the finished work of Jesus. Amen? To have no other gods before him. What is it to not make a graven image, you know? We're not going to sit up there and carve out some bird and, you know, stick it up and thank God for it and it's going to make something happen. No, we typically don't do that. Our images are much more sophisticated, amen? Hallelujah. How many think you don't have any images? You do. You got plenty, amen. You just take them in a different form. You're a more sophisticated, not really. you're just sneakier, amen? Because the enemy just has something to fool you with. He fooled them. He fooled the ones who made those graven images, and you've got your own. Amen? So, Lord, show me my images. Show me the things that I'm setting up. Amen? I'm setting up all kinds of things because I have a flesh, and I'm setting up all kinds of things to meet my own needs. Amen? See? Yeah, that's what we do. We set up things to meet our own needs. We want to meet our own needs. That's what we're attempting to do, rather than to say, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. To live every day in his provision only. Every day in his provision only. Start out every day, Lord, I live every day in your provision only. I provide nothing. I provide nothing for this day. I provide no provision for this day. You alone provide all provision for the day. Hallelujah. All right, look here, Exodus chapter 32, verse 44. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song. You can go back, I'll tell you to go read the rest of Psalm 32, or Exodus 32, all right? I'll tell you to go back and read it, yes. Exodus. I beg your pardon, you guys are so patient. Norman, you're right. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32. Did I say Exodus the whole morning? Well, I've got you all confused. Can y'all find Deuteronomy? Know where it is? Exodus? Huh? Who? Okay, ask him. He's been convicted. He's been convicted. He knows where the song is. Norman always knows where the song is. Yes, he always knows. Praise the Lord. Oh, is that what got you? Okay, it was easy then. All right. Deuteronomy 32, 44. Anybody there yet? And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song. Now, back to my admonition. Read Deuteronomy 32. Read Deuteronomy. You can go back and read the other one too, but read Deuteronomy 32 for the song of Moses. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, and he and Hoshea, which is the son of Nun, guess who that is? Joshua, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts, listen to what he said, set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. Hallelujah. All right. He said to them, listen, about this law, which, of course, Deuteronomy is the reiteration of the law. It's the second telling of the law. And he says, set your hearts to do them. All the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children. In other words, teach your children. Remember, teaching your children. Hallelujah. We teach our children the word of the Lord. Just as when we dedicate our children, we talk about the scripture, say, teach your children when you're lying down, when you're rising up, when you're going out, when you're coming in. In other words, your entire life is about teaching your children. You're an example. You're an example. Every part of your life is an example. You know, when we go and visit the folks that don't know the Lord, you're an example. Amen? Not to show people and tell people how to do good things, but you're an example of the love of God. You're an example of a loved person. Hallelujah. You're an example of a loved person, of someone who is totally satisfied, totally at rest, totally at peace. Amen? Hallelujah. And it comes through acknowledgement of the word, and it comes through praise and thanksgiving. Because you become that's what turns on the light. Amen? What turns on the light is praise and thanksgiving, adoration and meditation upon the word. You are changed. You are changed, and your countenance is changed. You look different. You're a different looking person because you believe something totally different. You don't believe the world is the end of the world. You don't believe that this world is the end of things. But you know this world is just a jumping off point. Amen? Hallelujah. The 7,000 years, it's just a drop in the bucket. Amen? We're just getting ready for the trip. Hallelujah. We're just getting ready. Amen. Reggie jumped out in front of us. Hallelujah. He's up there in the Hebrews 11 crowd. Come on! Come on! Believe. Don't doubt. Don't get discouraged. Amen. See, now they've been in the desert 40 years. But they've been provided for all those 40 years. Amen. They've been provided for. They've been walking through the wilderness those 40 years, yet they've been provided for. Could have got in there a lot earlier, but you know, they're messing around because they didn't believe the promise. Hebrews 4 says they didn't enter in because of what? They didn't believe the promise. I just believe we don't enter in because we don't believe the promise. We believe what we got around here. We believe in flat tires, and we believe in, you know, we believe we're hungry. We believe somebody treated us wrong, and you know, all that kind of nonsense. Amen? Huh? You ever been like that? You believe somebody treated you wrong? Well, my goodness, you deserved it. Hallelujah. But you see, you're being changed. You're walking in rest. You're walking in the Sabbath. Amen? Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath. Remember the rest. Remember the finished work. See, God finished at work, and what did he do? Well, you're finished. Your work's finished, isn't it? Huh? Your work is finished, so you're resting. And then what happens is God begins to just use you, and he begins to just move you around and put you where he needs you, and you're just doing mighty works for God just because you're praising him. Isn't that right, Mama? That's right. Mm-hmm. Talking to Charlene. Whew. Hallelujah. Demonstration of the Lord to your children. By your rest. Man, don't get all worked up. You know, I've done that. You know, just you get all worked up because you want your kids to know well how things really is. Amen. Well, here's the truth about it. You know, because they're not assisting you in the struggle of the day. You know, amen. Always wanting this and always wanting that. Sound a lot like you. Wonder where they learned that. Hallelujah. See. You're thanking God every day, just being that demonstration of the gospel. Amen. What that does is bless you. That turns you on. That turns me on. Blessing the Lord. Giving thanks to the Lord because of his promise here. So he made it into speaking and said, set your hearts to all the words which I testify to you this day, and you command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. So you're commanding your children. Here's the word of the Lord. Here's the word of the Lord. You're training up the next generation. Remember when Jesus said, I desire that you bear fruit and your fruit remain. Well, what that just means is teaching your children. That's how your fruit remains. It outlasts you. Amen? Your fruit outlasts you. Hallelujah. All of us are gonna die. All of us old people are gonna, you know, grow up and there was little kids. There was little kids who was little kids. And my granddad was born in 1910. And you know what? He's in heaven today. He's with the Lord today. He's not here anymore. But he was a little baby boy in 1910. But here it is, 2012. I could use my grandmother. You know, she was born in 1912. She almost came over on the Titanic. But they decided not to go on that boat. Thank the Lord. I'm really grateful that Grandma didn't take the Titanic. So it's good. Amen. I arrived somehow. And so that's 100 years. Well, she's gone now. She was gone actually in 86 years. But so people just live and die, don't they? People just live and die. People just come and they go. But they're in eternity. And they're in a place. They've either received the Lord and received His promise, and I believe they have for my family. Some have not, and some of my family has not, I'm sure. But what I'm telling you today is that we teach our children, and then they produce other children, which are taught of the Lord. And they produce other children taught of the Lord. All right? Amen. Just remember, you're a generation. You're a generation, and you will come and you will go if the Lord tarries. So leave fruit that remains. Number one, you'll be blessed. Number two, you're blessing the next generation. No matter what you do, bear fruit for the next generation. Declare the word of the Lord to your children. Declare the word of the Lord to your grandchildren. Declare these things to your children. For it is not a vain thing, verse 47, for you, because it is your life. All of these commands, the commands of God, are the laws of God, and the laws of God are what are established in the earth. The laws of God are what is established in the earth. Those things which, you know, I've showed you before. You know, you drop it on the floor, that's the law of God, isn't it? Amen? And if you abrogate the law of God, get on the tall building and jump off, well, you know, you're in trouble, aren't you? And any other law of God that you determine to abrogate or you determine to ignore, if you were to ignore the law of God, you might your fleshly man might get a few bumps and bruises, amen? Like if you're on top, say you were on top of a roof, you know, helping somebody do a roof, you know, and things. And you might fall off of that roof. Yeah, and that is, you know, you could say God pushed you. You could say your brother pushed you. But you break that law, and that law is not merciful. Amen? Very rarely does God prevent that law from having its effect. Because there's a law on the earth, and what he tells you, don't. He says, don't. Follow what I tell you. Not only in, but that's true, in a human and a physical sense, but he also says, in a spiritual, do what I tell you to do. And then you'll have life. Do what I tell you to do and you'll have life. If you ignore what I've told you to do, you'll die. Very first thing, the command that he gave in the garden. He says, don't eat that. But it had to be there. It had to be there so he could say, don't eat that. It had to be there. So you know, so you learn obedience to the Lord is blessing. Amen? Now, your obedience is not to please the Lord as much as what pleases the Lord is that you're blessed through His promise. Amen? What pleases the Lord is that you're blessed through the promise of Jesus. Amen? That's what pleases Him. He wants you to have everything, to walk in everything, to be joyous, to be peaceful, and to declare the promise and to bear fruit that remains. All right? Now, so he says, for it is not a vain thing. So there's some benefit to it. Amen? There's some benefit to it. There's not a vain thing for you because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over to Jordan to possess it. Hallelujah. You want to possess your land. You know, we've talked about before possessing your land. How many know this is your land? How many know this is your land right here? To possess it, to possess this, and not let somebody else possess it. Amen? Somebody else can possess you. You ever had somebody else possess in your mind? Put things in your mind, put thoughts in your mind, put fears in your mind? That's what this world wants to do, is put all kinds of fear and all kinds of things in your mind. Because you have an enemy who wants to destroy you. He doesn't want to bless you. He doesn't want to help you. He wants to destroy you. And he wants to destroy the kingdom of heaven. And he destroys the kingdom of heaven by destroying you one at a time. By having you believe that God's not for you. Having you believe that God is against you. Having you believe that you have an enemy in the Lord God, your Father. He is your Father. It's the Father himself who loves you. Let's look over at Exodus chapter 34. I got it written down. Deuteronomy chapter 34. You know, that's my problem. I got this thing written down. Can you erase that from the tape? That'd be good. Hallelujah. Okay, get rid of that. I just love it. Well, see, we're teaching out of Exodus on the Sunday night, see. I've got an excuse for everything. Except me. Okay, I'm just going to read through this chapter. This is more history for you. So Deuteronomy. Everybody say Deuteronomy. Chapter 34. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, and to the utmost sea, that is the Mediterranean. And the south, the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees to Zoar. And the Lord said to Moses, this is the land which I swear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you will not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no man knows of his sepulcher to this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So in the days of weeping and mourning, So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun, who was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened to him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet in Israel, or a prophet since in Israel, like to Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. And in all that mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. So that's the end of Moses' ministry, the end of Moses' life and ministry. Amen. So when we look at that, it says that he laid hands upon Joshua, the son of Nun. He was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid hands upon him. So Joshua was ordained and appointed and anointed by God through the ministry of Moses to lead the people into the land. To lead the people into the land of promise. Now there was more to do. Of course, the whole book of Joshua is about the taking of the land of Canaan. But I want to read the first chapter of Joshua, or read through most of it, because this is the encouragement of the Lord, just as we've been talking about here just at the beginning. This is the encouragement of the Lord to you as you're entering into the land. I'm still entering into the land. How about you? I'm still entering in. Remember what happened when they first made the attempt to come into the land? Back 40 years later, then we had to wait till all the unbelief died off. So Joshua and Caleb, the 12 spies, went into the land of Canaan, and they came back. What did they say? We are as grasshoppers in their sight. Now you had Joshua and Caleb, but we are well able. Well, they got shot down. They got voted down in the city council. They got voted down. So Joshua and Caleb continued to believe the Lord even after 40 years. Amen? Even after 40 years, walking with a crowd of unbelievers, walking with a crowd of unbelief, complainers, I mean, you got light in the night with a big pillar of fire. You get cloud in the desert in the middle of the day with a pillar of cloud. You get food every day. You get more quail than you can eat from time to time. Hallelujah. And still you don't believe. Still you don't believe the promise of God. Still you don't believe the love of God. Everything is supplied. Everything is supplied. So now we have Joshua here 40 years later, now taking on the mantle, leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise. Go over this Jordan, you and this and all this people, to the land which I do give them, even to the children of even I've given it to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moses. Now, first of all, we look there, it says, what does he say to Joshua? Moses' minister, Moses' servant. Y'all remember I've read before over in Exodus chapter 33, that Moses went down out of the camp, but God moved his tent out of the camp because he couldn't stand being around the people. And y'all been like that before? You ever moved your tent outside the camp because you couldn't stand being with those people? I'm going to go out here. So God moved his tent out back, outside the camp, upwind, downwind, whatever it is, the good direction. Because he didn't want to be hanging out with the children of Israel at that time. So Moses went out to the tabernacle of the Lord. And he went out and he worshiped the Lord. Then he came back. But it says that Joshua, a young man, stayed in the tabernacle of the Lord. Whatever Moses had, he wanted it. Whatever Moses had, he wanted it. And he watched him. He watched him. It's like with Elisha and Elijah. Say, you stick around, you stick close by. When I go, if you're here, you'll get your double portion. You stay close by. So God is saying to you, stay close by. Amen? Stay right by me. Don't, you know, when the Lord calls, say, yes, Lord, here am I, just like Samuel. You know, Eli perceived it was not, the boy was hearing the voice of the Lord. Samuel, say it. Here am I, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord, your servant heareth. Moses, my servant, is dead. Don't mourn more than 30 days. Don't look at the servant of the Lord as someone to be exalted. Amen? But to be, you can thank God for the servant of the Lord, but not to be exalted. The Lord is to be exalted. Amen? Not Moses. Moses is not to be exalted, but the Lord is to be exalted. So the Lord says to Joshua, says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now arise, therefore arise. Therefore, for that reason, arise. In other words, the one is when the one who was appointed is moved or taken, it's time for you to rise up. Don't look to man, look to the Lord. Don't look to man, look to God. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given it to you, as I said to Moses. So the same thing I said to Moses, I'm saying to you. The same word that Moses got is the same word Joshua got, is the same word you got. Say hallelujah. Ooh. It's the same word you got. Amen. I got the same word Moses got. I got the same word Joshua got. And this is it. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I've given it to you. Well, that was for the children of Israel. Yeah, that's me. I'm the inheritor. I'm the inheritor. I received that. The end of that covenant is Jesus Christ, and I'm in Him. Amen? And I'm in Him. And it's not about riches, and it's not about gold, and it's not about silver. And what it is about living and reigning and enjoying the presence of God and living in His kingdom and knowing that I am the beloved of the Lord and all of these other things, there's nothing more that I need, nothing more that I require. Amen? I mean, even the prosperity movement tends to be about stuff rather than the relationship with the Lord. Amen? You know, it's kind of like the start, but they don't quite finish. Amen? It's kind of like once you get your stuff, then you kind of tend to forget. It's just like these guys in the, walking in the wilderness. They got their stuff, and then they tended to forget. I mean, once you got shelter, clothing, food, and television, you're okay. Everything's okay, I mean, the Romans knew that. I mean, give them bread and circuses, give them food and entertainment, and they're good. You know what's on tonight? But the Lord wants you to know that He is your fulfillment. Amen? And we tend to shy away from that because our flesh is that which wants to get, it cries out most. The eyes are never full. The belly's never full, the eyes are never full, I guess that means the nose and the ears are never full either. Yeah, you always want to be entertained. Amen? So it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that you shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, just like I said to Moses. Whatever I promised Moses, you is yours. Whatever I promised Abraham is yours. Amen? Verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward going down to the sun, shall be your coast, just what we read earlier. There shall not be any, now listen to this, there shall not be any man able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with, again, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. This is upon entry into the land. Amen? Are you entering into the land? Is this the day? This is the day I'm entering into the land. Yeah, every day I want to remember that. Every day I want to remember that I'm entering into the land. Because every day I wake up and I see my ceiling. Every day I wake up and I see my wife, which is great. But she's here. She's part of this with me. Every day you wake up and you see this, what's going on in this world. But what the Lord wants you to remember is what's going on in heaven. Amen? He wants me to remember what's going on in the kingdom of heaven today. The kingdom of heaven is like flipping on the news. Except the news is this world. I'm going to flip on the news and find out what's the news of the kingdom of heaven today. And remember that every day, that God has created and created a day for me. He's created a day that this is the day that He has made, and I will what? I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, what is He talking about? I'm not just trying to give you a good little encouragement. What I want you to do is change. I want to change your life. To remember, just as Jesus said, remember me. Remember me when you eat and you drink. When you eat this bread, this plain, regular bread. He just picked up bread off the table. It wasn't show bread. He didn't go into the temple and go get the show bread. Amen. Anybody remember? Jesus did not go into the temple and go get the show bread and bring it down to the communion table. He didn't do that. He didn't go get special wine in a golden goblet called the Holy Grail that everybody's looking for. He took bread off the table and took wine off the table. He said, every time you eat it and every time you... So apparently it was fairly common. Whenever you eat it, whenever you drink it, this bread, this cup, remember me. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is His day, the day He's created, the day He's produced. Every day that I wake up is a new day. It's like a resurrection. Amen? I'm raised from the dead every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just up. I'm just up. I'm new. Y'all excited about that? Yeah. Were y'all excited to get up, to wake up today? Hallelujah. That's good. There shall not be any man able to stand before you. Nobody has standing ahead of you. No one is ahead of you. No one is ahead of you. Hallelujah. Not one. There's not a man in this world that is ahead of you. Hallelujah. No one shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Well, yeah. You're not quite up to snuff, you know. You don't quite measure up to, you know. I mean, God's got some better folks than you, I'm sure. You know, and He's got some folks that may have been a little bit ahead of you on the word, and they've studied a little more. Have you trusted the Lord? Have you believed Him? There shall not be any man able to stand ahead of you, be ahead of you. You, the one who's thinking, not me. Amen? There shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I would, because I'm with you. He told a story about, you know, Robert Moyer used to tell a story about, you know, these guys who were out to kill him. Out in Africa or out in, you know, because he was one of the head Communist Party young men in Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. And he was one of the guys. And then what he began to do is read the Bible. And he began to read the Bible so he could do what everybody wants to do when they read the Bible. If you're a communist or if you're an unbeliever, an atheist, you know, you read the Bible to find all the mistakes so that you can figure out, you know, so you can dispute it and debunk it. Well, of course, you know, what typically happens to those guys? They actually get saved, most of them. Amen? They just get saved. They start reading the Bible, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit begins to move on the inside of them. And they begin to be changed. And so these guys were out to kill him because now he was preaching the gospel and he was one of their best guys. So what do you do if one of your best guys turns to the enemy? Well, he's a traitor. You want to kill him. Well, then he would show up and he said, well, this one guy, what was the guy's name? Dennis, what was the guy's name? Desmond. Desmond Plunkett. Good name for a Rhodesian. Desmond Plunkett. And he was out to kill him. He was out to kill Robert. And so he showed up, but he kept showing up every place he was. Whenever he was with people, he showed up, and he always had a bunch of big guys with him. You know this story, right? And Robert said, later on, the guy became a Christian. And later on, he said, you know what? I was commissioned to kill you, and every time I showed up to kill you, you always had these guys with you, just all these huge bunch of guys with you, and just hanging in the room with you. You know, I knew you. You went in there by yourself, and then when I got in there to visit you, because he came in as a friend, you know, and he's going to, you know, get him. And he came in as a friend, and all of a sudden, he didn't know how these other guys got in there, but they were all in there. And Robert said, I never had anybody with me. There was never anybody with me. It was just you and me. You and me in the room all by ourselves. It's because as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. See, the Lord was with him. He sent angels round about him to protect him, to care for his servant, to care for you. Amen? He's caring for you. He's watching over you. Hallelujah. This is the beginning of the entering into the new land, the new kingdom. See, when you enter into the new kingdom, the Lord is with you. The last part of that verse says, I will not fail you nor forsake you. Now, of course, we look at things differently than the Lord does. The Bible says, I will not fail you. Here's the promise of God. I will not fail you nor forsake you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. That's one of Reggie's favorite verses, that I will not forsake you. It's over in Hebrews chapter 13, 5. I read that during the message. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Here, he says, I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. The Lord will not forsake you, Sadie, ever. From right now. I mean, you don't have to be 21. Isn't that cool? You don't have to be old and without hair like your dad before, you know, you could actually trust the Lord today. It's like Reed. You don't have to mess up. I love it when they go, boo, boo. Kids are invisible until you call them. is that you don't have to mess up like your dad did. It's all great. You can start now because the Lord will not fail you and he will not forsake you. As he was with Moses, so will he be with you. Verse 6 says, be strong. Now we're going to hear a lot about this. Be strong and of a good courage for this people, for to this people you shall divide an inheritance, for an inheritance, the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. Okay, number one. Verse 7, only be you strong and of a good courage, very courageous. Let me read that again. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide for an inheritance the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that you may observe to do. So what's the first thing? Be. The first thing is just to be. Who said that today? David. B is, everybody remember your English class? What's the be verb in the first person? I am. You could say, I be. Amen? Don't want to teach your children bad English. But I be. I am. I is. So I have chosen a promise. I have chosen to receive a promise to myself. Be strong and very courageous. How do you do that? Well, you remember the promise? You're strong and courageous because of the promise. You have full confidence. I'm fully confident. I'm fully persuaded. Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. What God promised, he's able to perform. That was Abraham's persuasion. He was completely persuaded. You couldn't talk him out of it. So that's how you become strong and courageous. Amen? I said that's how you become strong and courageous is through this promise. That's how you walk in the law is through the promise, not through, okay, let me write it down. I got it all. Oh, okay, got it. I'll take care of it. I'll do it all. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. What happens, how you be, how you become a beer, an amber, a doer, is by walking in the presence of the king. You become like your dad by walking in the presence of your dad. When he goes out, you go out. When he comes in, you go in. What he eats, you eat. What he throws out, you throw out. Amen? I'd say you become like your dad. You just follow the guy around. You become like him. You become strong like he is. You become courageous like he is. You trust that, hey, whatever he did, I can do. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. You know, the Lord worked with, Jesus worked with, what, Paul, Peter, not Paul, but Peter, John, James, the 12. And Jesus was with them, so shall he be with me. As Jesus was with them, so shall he be with me. But how did he do that? He said, I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send a more efficient means of being with you. He's been with you, but he shall be what? In you. He's going to be in you. Amen? That's a better, more efficient, powerful way to operate. For the Holy Spirit to live and to move on the inside of you so that you can hear him. And when you're 12, you can hear him. Samuel heard him when he was 3 or 5 or 7 or whatever he was. Samuel heard him as a young child. Samuel. Yes, Lord. So certainly a 12-year-old ought to be able to hear him. Amen. Amen. That's right. Certainly a 35-year-old ought to be, well, never mind. Hallelujah. Only be you strong and very courageous that you may observe to do. So observing to do comes from believing. Observing to do comes from having meditated in the promise day and night. You shall, let's see, read it again, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Don't turn from it, from the right hand to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Meditate upon it day and night. Don't turn from the left to the left or the right. That this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein, what? Day and night, that you may observe to do. There it is again. You meditate therein, that you may observe to do. According to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Here it is again. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Y'all remember over here in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Where he says, but we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Hallelujah. All right? So be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Don't be despairing, nor distressed. For the Lord your God is with you. Listen. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Whoever you meet today, tomorrow. You meet a lot of people when you're working who will dismay you. Amen? Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Because wherever the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given unto you. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare provisions, prepare victuals, that is, provisions, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. Well, you're going to possess this land, hallelujah. This one right here, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and between your ears. How many know that's a land to be possessed? Is the biggest land to be possessed is the one between your ears. Amen. This one right here. Hallelujah. The biggest land to be possessed is the one. Be not dismayed. Be not afraid. Be of a very good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. Be. I am, he am. Verse 12, and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh spoke Joshua, saying, remember the word Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. You need to meditate upon these things. Sometimes when you're reading the Bible, you need to slow down. Don't just get through the end of the chapter, amen? Don't just get through the end of your chapter. Well, glory to God. Got done with that today. Hope God's happy. I read my Bible. Got my promise book. Got my button. It's like Sunday school. You got your gold star. Read your Bible today. Woo-hoo! Amen. No, no. Slow down. Just read one verse, maybe. You know, the best thing I do is I just read until all of a sudden something grabs me and something says something. And I just stop right there. I just stop right there and just, okay. We're just going to meditate on that. We're not going to finish the passage. We're just going to meditate on this today. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, you stop. Just stop right there. Like this one right here. Remember the word which the Lord, Moses the servant, commanded you, saying, the Lord is God has given you rest and has given you this land. Just slow down on that one. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side. But you shall pass before your brethren armed and all the mighty men of valor and help them. So you can help somebody else. Amen. How many know you got some rest? You got your land. You can help somebody else. Somebody else. A lot of people need help. A lot of people need help. They need to rest. They need rest. If you got rest, help them rest. Amen. Help them rest. Until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as He has given you. And they have also possessed the land which the Lord your God gives them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession to enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. According as we hearkened to Moses in all the things, so we will hearken to you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as He was with Moses. Whosoever he be that does rebel against your commandment, will not hearken to your words in all that you command him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. What does that tell us? Well, first of all, we know that people don't do. It's the Lord who brings the rest. And though you promise, you know you're gonna fail. But the Lord never fails. Amen? Be strong and of a good courage. Says, whosoever that does rebel against the commandment, your commandment, and does not hearken to your words, and all that you command him shall be put to death. Wow. See, it's just talking about, what that talks about is the fact that there is a law that cannot be abrogated. There's a law that you can't ignore. Amen? The law of the Lord is perfect. If we ignore the law of the Lord, we risk damage. Amen? Listen, if you ignore the law of the Lord, you risk damage and trouble. In the world you have trouble, but the Bible says be cheerful, be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Let's see, if you're out there on your own, outside the promise of God, you're in trouble. Always run back to the Lord. Always run back to the Lord. Stay with Him. Stay with Him. Stay with Him. Amen? Let the word of the Lord dwell in you richly. Hallelujah. These things are just for you to meditate upon and know that you've entered into His rest. And now you meditate upon this day and night. Read this chapter again. Again, like I said, read Deuteronomy 20:32, and then go back and read Joshua chapter 1. All right? And the doing and the being is about believing the promise. As I was with Moses, as I was with Abraham, so I will be with you. And He is with you, and He will never leave you or fail you or forsake you. Hallelujah. Amen.